Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Please, the Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Is there a local establishment, a building, a non-living thing that you absolutely miss in the Pacific Northwest? Call up and tell us about it. 206-803-ROCK. And we're asking because Sears, once a retail giant,
yes,
is closing its final Washington store at the Westfield South Center Mall in Tukwila on December 15th.
It's funny how you were saying goodbye to my childhood, and I didn't even think of like Sears, Schmears, and then all of a sudden I started thinking about the Sears catalog.
Oh my God.
Which, I mean, as a kid, that was the Christmas list. You went through, did you have a Sears catalog, or is this after your time?
Yeah, I kind of remember it.
Yeah, it's just big book.
They literally called it the big book.
Yes, and you page through it, and you're like, I would circle the things I'd want, leave little bookmarkers, and then as you know, I hit my teen years, and I would go to a different section for different reasons.
Oh, right?
Dude, that was like the adult content.
It really
the
was.
The bra section of the Sears catalog.
And then when our family would go, like, we'd load up in the old Suburban, roll into Sears, and just get crazy. It's like my dad could go buy like a hand drill, and
everything.
The kids could buy what they needed. It was so great.
It was pretty awesome. That was Sears was a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. Well, now there's only going to be 9 locations nationwide after they close it. Yeah.
It's got to be the Amazon effect.
Like, I would assume so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me very sad, though. Good times.
Or is it Amazon, or is it just the fact that they had so, like, they never, I always feel this way, like, going to a restaurant, where it's like, they have too much stuff on the menu, and
they
you're
They were
just,
like the Cheesecake Factory of stores?
Yeah, like, it was like appliances, and tools, and clothes, and luggage, and they probably had food there.
Danny, where else can you go to get a pair of shorts or a refrigerator? Sears.
Great memories.
Well, now I guess Walmart or Target, in a sense.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. What local establishment do you miss? Aaron from Ording, tell us what yours is.
Hooters.
Yeah!
You ever want to relive the magic, we'd be more than happy to put our outfits on for you, Aaron.
I don't think that's what he wants.
You guys did a great job the other day. It was very, very nice to see that. But I would take the real establishment.
Yeah, which was your spot? Because, I mean, there was the Lake Union one, I remember. The Tacoma one was popular mainly for Pittsburgh Steelers fans, but that was a popular spot as well.
It was definitely Tacoma down in Ording. Tacoma's closest, and man, I was going there since high school. And, you know, it was sad to see when I came back out of the military that it was gone.
Dude, that was our spot. Sometimes we'd swing by there after hockey, like during a lunch drop in at noon. We'd like play, and we're like, "Let's get some chicken wings." We're like, "Let's go to Hooters." And then all of a sudden, Buffalo Wild Wings popped up, and we're like, Buffalo Wild Wings wings are way better. Let's just go there. I mean, it's cool looking at attractive chicks, but it's way better to eat delicious wings.
206-803-ROCK. Chris from Kenmore, what local establishment do you miss in the Pacific Northwest?
The Alaskan Way Viaduct.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when they tore it down and everyone got to walk on the viaduct?
Yep, I did that. That was my last hurrah. I miss it every time I have to drive through the tunnel to drive through a hole.
No. And dude, the moment when you got on the viaduct and you could see that view was pretty amazing.
Oh, exactly. It was distracting, obviously, but you didn't mind waiting in traffic if it was you could see the beautiful view and see on the other side, just look at the buildings right next to the road.
Oh, it was an insane view.
Seattle. Yeah. I still remember Ryan Castle and I drove over it, like one of the last times before they were going to start tearing it down. And we like live streamed from our car because we were so excited for one last hoorah on the viaduct.
You guys are dorks.
We're dorks.
Yeah. I mean, from one dork to another, you guys are definitely dorks. One person I think a lot of people probably think this as well. My first Major League Baseball game at the massive Kingdom. Mariners versus the Red Sox. Big Mo Vaughn. Also met Joey Cora, Jay Buhner there. I've worked many days at security on both parks, old and new. I love me some Kingdom. Also, Safeco Field will always be Safeco Field to me.
I wonder if he was ever in the Kingdome during like one of the earthquakes when like some of the ceiling tiles would start falling. Those were crazy times.
I remember living in New York and like there was a show called George Michael's Sports Machine. It was on at night, and I remember them covering the tiles falling from the Kingdome, and I was like,
so wild.
What the hell? Why are they playing there?
Seems a little dangerous.
The Daily Mix Show.
It seems like we always have house projects that absolutely need to get finished, but at my house, everything is 85% done.
Do you think there'll ever be a day where you have it all done?
No, absolutely not. So I ended up asking my husband, Brad, what is the one thing that we absolutely need to get done as soon as humanly possible?
Sweetheart.
Yes.
Why does it sound like an evil scientist? Yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
I have explained to the people that I work with and also our listeners that most of the projects that we tackle are at 85% completion. And I just wanted to know which house.
Okay. I don't need to hear what he has to say. He's saying so much. It's like watching the debates when you could just watch the other person not speaking. You could totally read their minds. Just by hearing his breathing pattern, yeah. I already know what he's about to say.
Which house project that is currently unfinished do you think is at the very top of the list when it comes to priorities?
Well, I like the way you phrased the question, that 85% of the projects we do.
Oh, boy. I love your laugh. How many wines did you have before you asked this question?
This might have been two wines.
That was a definite wine giggle right there from T-Dog.
Are, you know, not finished. So I'm glad you lumped yourself in with that. But... what am I doing next?
No, like what is the priority now of all the 85% completed projects? What is the priority?
Get in that hot tub so we can relax.
Yeah. I like that.
Literally not a priority, but we poured
in my world that would be a number one. At the moment that hot tub shows up, I'm like, let's get it set up.
We did pour like a pad where a hot tub could potentially go in the future, but we ran out of money doing our remodel, so we're not getting a hot tub anytime soon.
What? Wow.
You know what also makes me laugh about this? Because we did a project, you know, when we went and cleaned up a park with Taryn Daly.
Yes.
And if she is anything like that.
Great point, Danny.
I understand Brad's frustration.
Yeah. Do you just stand around holding some kind, like a broom for 5 hours acting like you're, and talking to people?
Let me know when you need me.
And then the best part about this is, he does all the work, clearly.
Yes.
You still had to go and follow up and bug him again to get a real answer out of the guy.
Okay, now what's the real answer?
That was the real answer. You going to edit this together?
We'll get on.
They're killing me. Your wine giggles are killing me.
I hate it so much.
We'll get a hot tub once all the projects are at 100%.
Okay.
What's the project sitting at 85% that most needs to be finished?
I'll probably need to redo the deck before the winter.
Yeah. Get it all stained and painted?
Yeah, get that all done.
Are we going to do that soon?
Yep.
We?
Right after my birthday week.
His birthday's on Saturday, by the way.
You let him have a whole week?
Well, I like to celebrate a birth month. He's more about the birth week.
Man, I tried that. My wife's like, the third. It's one day. That's all you get. I was like, what, not even the fourth? She's like, no, it's just one day. You have a birthday, not a birthdays.
Migs, you asked Sid.
Yes.
The same question.
Yeah, we're sitting on the couch hanging out with Tatum. And I was like, oh, crap. I got to go check and see what she thinks I have to get done. I was a little nervous because I was like, I have no idea what she thinks I need to get done. And I feel like there's a few things around the house that I should get working on.
We're talking about how Taryn has a bunch of house projects and she has about 85% of them always done. What's the one house project that you'd like to get done? And by you meaning have me do it.
I don't know. I don't know if we have really any, like, projects.
What about you, Tatum? Do I have any house projects I got to get done?
No.
All right. That's right. Everything's done around here.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's just big projects.
Yeah, no follow-up questions. I was just leaving it at that.
Sounds good.
If I got nothing to do, this weekend got a lot better. I think Tatum said no. You said no. I'm good.
No.
Lucky man. Off the hook. Now, what about you, Sarah? Did you chat with George about this?
To be honest with you, I was waiting all day for her to say, actually, and I was like,
the bullet.
Yeah. Then she starts thinking about it, though. She's like, oh, actually, I need that done and that done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, of course I asked my man.
Hi, babe.
Hello.
What is that one house project that hasn't gotten done yet, would you say?
I don't know. I think we got a lot done.
Nice.
Before our party. I will say you have done a great job. But what about all the pictures I want in my workout room? Like my heart light, my lip light, my hang loose light.
What the hell do you have going on? Are you turning your room into a Hot Topic?
I do have a lava lamp, too.
Oh, my God.
What I've realized is I really like light up signs.
Neon signs, like a dive bar.
Neon signs, yeah. I already have three. But I needed three more in my workout room.
Of course.
Oh, and then the new sign that you love that we got at our housewarming party that says eat cake.
I can't say what I really think about that one. All your other signs, just tell me where to put them. I'll put them up. But I saw that. It's not my favorite.
It just tells you to eat cake.
Why do we need that?
Everyone wants to eat cake.
I hate that sign.
You just say hate?
The worst sign. I'd rather put 8 live, laugh, love signs up than that sign.
Wow. Which, by the way, he did end up hanging up, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes!
What's the location?
Dude, it's a primo spot, y'all. It's like, it's in between the living room and the kitchen, and it's right below our wedding pictures.
Oh my gosh.
That is love.
I love that you won that battle, by the way.
I won it.
That's my girl.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is that one house project that just hasn't been done yet? 206-803-ROCK. Joshua is in Gig Harbor. What is it you need to build for your greenhouse?
Good morning. I need to build a retaining wall, but before I do that, the other day it was in the morning and I crashed into the greenhouse with my skid steer.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
When I was moving mud for my father-in-law digging out a pond.
Oh, no. First of all, how long have you been working on this greenhouse?
It took about a year. It's like 60 by 80 or something. So it's a pretty big one. You're able to stand up tall in there. So
is it salvageable after the damage done by the skid steer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's just only on one side. My father-in-law, when we were building it, he had busted one of the rafters and just tore it all to heck.
Oh, and then real quick, because I'm ignorant to green, I know what a greenhouse is, but what do you plan on growing in the greenhouse?
My wife has flowers.
Nice.
Acre flower farm.
Oh, awesome.
Very cool. I'm jealous. I got greenhouse envy now.
Yeah, there's no chance we'll ever have a greenhouse. Between my wife and I, we try and plant things and we just watch them die. That's our fun summer activity. Let's try and grow strawberries. Okay.
This is our year, just like the Mariners.
We got three of them. We are the Seattle Mariners of gardening.
What is that one house project that just has not been done? 206-803-ROCK. Justin in Ferndale, how's your garage these days?
About the same as when we moved in.
Justin, I feel like you and I are the same person because that had been we have a couple days off coming up, and I'm like, those days are the days I'm going to get this garage organized, and I probably won't.
Sure, yeah.
That was the exact same for me during Labor Day. It was also the first day of school for my kids. I took the full 4-day weekend. I was like, okay, let's get the garage done.
And I don't know.
Products came up and all that. Nope.
Is it you or because it's mostly my crap that's gathering clutter in our garage, not my wife's. How is it for you?
I'd say it's about a 30-70, 30 on me, 70 on her. But then again,
then make her do it.
I swear, I feel like we organize the garage once a year and then it goes back to hell.
And every year I'm like, I'm going to get all the shelving stuff and get it all set up so I can put like all the Christmas stuff up in a way and get some of all my like hockey stuff out of the way too.
Drums.
They're all just everywhere. Everywhere.
The Daily Migs Show.